I'm being joined by the West Fork softball coaching staff. To start off, I'll just have each introduce yourself with your name and your position on the coaching staff.
Sadie Winfrey, the head coach.
Jessica Manier, the assistant coach.
All right. Just want to go back to that home run on Monday night to ultimately finish off the win to get you guys to the state tournament here for the second win in a row. Tell me if you could go back to that moment, what were the emotions like in that moment to be able to see Brooke Rother, put it over the fence and to have you guys punch your ticket in such an exciting way, to the state tournament.
Yeah, I think. It's definitely something she was capable of doing, and she's very confident at the plate. So, she had that mindset going in. That was something that she could do, and she made it happen for the team.
You know, Brooke's one of those girls that you kind of, the minute that you hear that bat, you hear the crack of the bat, you know that ball's going over. You know, she's hit, I think, 13, 14 home runs this year, so we're kind of used to that sound. And the minute I heard it, I knew it was over. And that she had won the game for us, so that's pretty cool.
You bet. So thinking back to, the end of last year to this season, you made your run to the state tournament last year. How did things maybe change, coming into this season, knowing that it's going to be quite an experienced roster from a state tournament team a year ago? What were some of those kind of biggest things going through your guys' mind at the beginning of the season when it came to, this team and their potential this year?
It's not really something that we talked about, I think. It's more so just not looking too far ahead from the start. We knew we had returning players coming back, and we knew we had some strong ones coming in to fill in as well. So just playing our best and doing our best kind of got us to where we are.
Yeah. While we do have that, one game at a time mindset, and we always just focus on what's right ahead of us, I think we all kind of knew in the back of our heads what we were capable of and what we could do. That experience last year, I think, left a lot of girls hungry and a lot of girls setting the expectation high. So we knew what we can achieve this year, and we did it.
You bet. When it comes to the off-season work, what does that look like for you guys? Obviously, a lot of them are multi-sport athletes and stuff like that. But when it comes to softball-specific stuff, like, what does that look like as far as off-season for this team?
We do have a lot of multi-sport athletes, which is great. They're staying active year-round, weightlifting, things like that. But we try to start in the winter getting into open gyms, which includes a lot of, hitting reps, pitching and catching, the basic things like that. And then we don't always get a lot in based on the weather, but we try to do a spring league as well to kind of get some live reps and some live games in before actual starting practice, because then you run into track and golf and all that as well. So just getting reps in the off season kind of helps them to stay loose up into the point of the season starting.
We kind of set our focus this year was we needed to focus on the batting. We needed to clean that up, and we needed to really become like a better, stronger hitting team this year. And so that was our focus going into the off season. We attended some team camps that I think really helped us, showed us a lot of great drills and helped the girls. And then we had, it's all voluntary, and we just had great numbers all the way through open gym, spring league. You could tell these girls, even though they are playing, three other sports, they're still committed to softball, and that's just really great to see.
Mm-hmm. Looking back at the season as a whole, what would you say are maybe some of the biggest learning moments this team had throughout the year? Maybe some of the biggest moments this team had to grow from, maybe some tougher times you're able to grow from, stuff like that.
I think one of the biggest things in the past is, not hanging our head down too low if things aren't going our way. They've done a great job in getting out of situations or not, dropping dead when maybe it's not going our way. And that takes a lot of energy and good attitudes, especially from the upperclassmen, and kind of leading throughout some tough games that we've played.
Yeah, I can think of there's certain games where, we go early in the season, we go to 9 innings with Osage, and that was a big, fight through, even though it wasn't the ending we wanted. It was a big fight through moment. We go to a tournament and we play, I think, at 5A school, Cedar Rapids Jefferson. That was a big tough competition for us. And so we've been playing schools that are great competition. And even though maybe we didn't win those games, it really helped us to learn from our mistakes and look in the mirror and continue to grow.
On the flip side of that, what would be some of the biggest highlights or defining moments that kind of come to mind for this team this year?
I think, the second half of the season, that win over Osage was huge for us and our momentum, and just knowing what they're capable of. And then, you know, starting the two postseason games, 8-0, that was strong. And then this last game, you know, playing that Tata game and coming out on top was a lot of good momentum for us, and excitement for us going into state tournament play next week.
Yeah, I agree. Those two 8-0 games to start the sub-state run was just really helpful for us. That ESAC pitcher was a pretty good little pitcher, and they just really did a great job executing at the plate, and then it carried over into Central Springs, and hopefully it'll carry over into next week as well.
But you had mentioned how the offensively was a big point of emphasis for you guys this year. Certainly have been able to accomplish some great things at the plate, but looking at some of the stats among the state tournament teams, you have among the fewest runs against in the Class 2A state tournament field, like only giving up 3-some-ish runs per game. If you could kind of describe the defensive aspect of this team, obviously you have a phenomenal pitcher, but I mean, that takes a lot of intelligence by the infielders, the outfielders and stuff like that as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, they, you know, Libby does a great job on the mound getting us out of situations when there's one out, two outs, runners on base, etc. But on top of that, she has a defense behind her that is very strong as well. And if there are situations where they need to help and do their job, they are very quick to do that too. They all kind of just click. They work together very well. They talk to each other. So defensively, we're very strong as well.
Everybody has just really settled into their position. Going into this season, the only two infielders that were returning to their same spots were Brooke at first, Libby on the mound. Otherwise, everybody has shifted a position or came in maybe off the bench for a position. So them just finding that confidence and working together when they really weren't playing together a ton last year, at least at those positions, was just really cool to see as well. So really proud of them. And then our outfield is just so solid too. They make those catches, they make those dives, their throws are right on. They do a great job out there.
Just a couple questions left for you guys here. When it comes to big picture, the culture piece of the team, how have you guys kind of helped, you know, set the tone for what you want the identity, the culture of this program to be? What's that look like for you guys?
Yeah, I think just I have a great relationship with Jessica, and we have a great relationship with the girls, and I think that's just like a helpful piece in everything coming together. You know, we have fun, but they also know that they're here to work hard while doing that, and I honestly, it's just so fun to be around everyone and be here.
Yeah, I think we try to make sure that they know, like, we're here to take care of business, but we keep it light, and I think we have a lot of fun with them, and we try to remind them all the time, you know, you're here to have fun, you're here to just play a game, so have some fun with it.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to going into the state tournament, you're going to be taking on a Durant team in the first round that, you know, obviously they've had a really strong season as well. When it comes to, you know, looking at that game and the rest of the state tournament field, what kind of comes to mind as far as, you know, some scouting pieces, especially for that Durant game?
I think we'll just take one game at a time. That game specifically, I you know, I'm kind of happy with where we are right now and things that we're doing right now. I think it's just continuing with those reps and kind of strengthening what we're doing right now to go into that game.
You know, I think we control what we can control. We take our reps, we play our game, we play our defense, and we just go into it like that.
All right, and last question for you guys. What gives you guys the most confidence with this group going into the state tournament that you'll be able to perform well and do some damage out there at Fort Dodge?
They're excited, which, I mean, you know, if you have a team that's excited, I feel as if they're ready. They're ready for it. They're willing to, you know, put in the extra work. And I'm just excited to have them down there again.
I just really trust all nine through the lineup and all nine out on the field. You know, it seems like every single game a different kid is stepping up and making a big play or making a big hit, and that's just really cool to see. It's not, you know, the same girls every single day. So every girl out on the field and every girl in the lineup, I trust to show up and do their job. So.
All right, that's the West Fork softball coaches. Thank you guys so much for the time, and best of luck next week at Fort Dodge.
Thank you.